Kaizen. Kaizen. Constant, never-ending improvement to the day that I die.
The Kaizen Effect. Kaizen is a philosophy of small, continuous improvement. Instead of trying to make a radical change in a short space of time, each day focus on getting 1% better in whatever it is you're trying to improve. It might not seem very significant, but that 1% will start compounding on each other. It may take months or even years, but improvements will come if you just focus on consistently upping your game by 1%. And gradually you'll start to notice an improvement in your life. And as Roy Vadin says, success isn't owned, it's rented. And the rent is due every day.
It's not about being perfect, it's about just every day, one step at a time, trying to be better, trying to do more. And I think a lot of people are struggling to find that purpose, but it's okay. You will find it. Do not give up. Keep getting up, you know, like, just keep saying those things to yourself and you will eventually find it.
The Kaizen principles are a set of guidelines that allow you to focus on what you want to ultimately accomplish. The underlying messaging within Kaizen is continual improvement. So by focusing on certain principles that align well with you, you will achieve continual improvement as long as you're willing to put in the work and do a bit of the execution. I encourage you all as you move forward into this new year to set aside some time for yourself and look for ways to improve not only your skills, maybe your career, your personal lives, your relationships. There are little things that can be done, and simply applying some of these Kaizen principles will allow you to focus and accomplish those goals.
Never stop trying to be better. Never. You can't be perfect, but you can certainly try.
Most people live day to day where the events of yesterday have no bearing on the events of today, and the events of today have no bearing on the events of tomorrow. And this means your life will simply run in a flat line until the day you die. But if we make a concerted effort to build one day upon another, even if it's just a very small thing, and in most cases it will be a small thing. It's rare that we have a day where something monumental happens. Most days are not monumental, they're mundane. So on every one of these mundane days, we have to take one small little gem that happened. It may not be very big, something small, and add that to your performance tomorrow. And if we can do this over 10 years, something truly remarkable can happen.
Kaizen philosophy. What is Kaizen philosophy? It is the idea of getting 1% better each and every day and taking advantage of the compound effect. When I first started reading about Kaizen philosophy, it resonated so much with me that I have a tattoo all the way down my leg of Kaizen philosophy. And it's because getting 1% better every single day is achievable. It is something that your mind can wrap itself around, right? Be 1% better than you were yesterday. Now, when you are focusing on Kaizen philosophy and you are 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years down the road, the compound effect of growth has taken place and you have grown exponentially, made quantum shifts. And so if you are overwhelmed right now, if you are struggling to grow, if you're struggling to get better, really simplify and just focus on getting 1% better in any area of your life today. And I promise you that over time, you will experience change that you could not have imagined.
There's this beautiful concept called Kaizen, which is continuous improvement. And so it's just like, how can I continuously improve bit by bit every single day to where it almost doesn't even feel like I'm improving, but I look back and I'm now, you know, I took a step up the ladder every single day, which was very simple to do, didn't look down, but then now I'm like, you know, way higher than I was.
Yeah.
And it's very possible for everybody. It's just hard to do.
So this may be the greatest single piece of advice I've ever heard. It's to never stop out self-developing everyone else. Like, at some point, everyone draws a line. They get tired. They stop doing the work. They stop doing the process. And you can't be that. You can't say that you want to be something, you want to succeed in a place, and you don't do the work. And you can actually measure this. The limit that you want this thing, the level that you want this thing, is to the point where you would refuse to do the work, where you refuse to stop growing, where you refuse to actually stop self-developing, because that's the point where you're saying, okay, this is enough. Like, I've had enough. This is enough of this process. I no longer want this. So the best piece of advice I've ever heard is that don't stop self-developing. Don't stop outworking everyone else. Don't stop doing the thing, because yeah, the reality is that there is another person out there doing the work. They're fighting, they're struggling, they're pushing through because they want it so bad, but don't let them be that much greater than you. Don't let them do the work that you refuse to do.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today.
They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They can't say no.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
If you can barely decide to take any action at all and peel your eyes away from your phone for just a moment, it's so much easier to beat everyone else because most people are overweight, they're distracted, they're poor, they have so few skills.
Remember this, is that people are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything that your time isn't worth anything also.
It has never been easier to start a business, to make money, to get in shape. It's just also never been easier to do nothing.
Every single day that you delay making the change in your behavior that you need to make, you are making it that much harder to change. Every single day that you reinforce old habits, old behaviors, old ways of doing things, the harder it's going to be to break them. If you keep doing the things you're doing and you keep heading in the direction you're heading in, by the time you're 40, 50, and 60, it's going to be near impossible to break those habits because you've spent decades reinforcing the same thing. And what, you're going to wake up one day and just be a new person? You've been telling yourself that for years and it hasn't happen yet because you have to unlearn all of those habits, all of that behavior. But if you start today, it's going to be easier than if you start tomorrow or next week or next year or, God forbid, a decade from now. The longer you wait, the harder your journey is going to be. It's just the way it is.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever received and why?
Contemplate the price you pay for inaction. So I think a lot of the time we presume that inaction has no cost, that it's like an impartial strategy and it can cause us to continue to manana decisions. But it does. Inaction does have a cost because your attention is the most important thing that you have. And it's not time. People think that time is the most important resource you have in life. It's not. It's attention. Because you can spend your time in ways where your attention is captured such that you didn't enjoy the time or realize the time has passed. So contemplate the price that you pay for inaction. It's a justification for you doing things sooner rather than later and committing.
Let me introduce you to a concept called Kaizen. Kaizen comes from Japan. It was first used to improve efficiency in manufacturing after World War II. It means continuous improvement, focusing on small daily changes that add up to something big over time. It might mean organizing just one drawer or cleaning out one corner. Small steps like these don't feel like much, but over time, they're life-changing. You don't have to transform everything overnight. Just focus on getting 1% better every single day. That's Kaizen.
It's never too late. If you're alive, you can get better. If you're alive right now, you can improve your condition. You can improve your situation. And it starts with improving the way you think. That's the most important thing. The way you think of things, way you think of things, the way you address things, you've got to change that. And you got to look at things objectively, and you got to be brutally honest with yourself. And the more you bullshit yourself, the more it's going to be difficult. You're literally throwing weights on your back and making it harder to move forward.
There's a reason no one makes videos like me, like not even close, because no one wants to live the life I live. I think there was 1 year I was flying like 200 days. It was a fest, but you know, to get these videos done, when I wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be pretty tired and feel like shit, something I always tell myself is how you feel right now is why no one else does what you want to do. And if you push through this, that's just even more of a reason why no one will ever be who you are. I think being able to push through unhappiness and do things you don't want to do consistently year after year over the course of a decade is like the ultimate advantage. I think we'll hit 1 billion subscribers. I don't think anyone will be anywhere near close.
The goal isn't to have the perfect daily routine tomorrow. The goal is to still be winning your daily routine in 50 years' time. If you expand your time horizon sufficiently, you will realize that very, very tiny steps can compound. Look at the graph of mine or your followers on Spotify, especially mine, right? Because I was doing my show for so long and it's just nothing, 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 everything. Well, why? Well, it's because it's latent leverage. It takes so many layers of paint to get there. So yes, the first step has to be incredibly small. Do that. Make it so small that you can't say no to it. And then what's next? And then what's next?
I promise you this, the hard work you put in, the extra training sessions, the extra shots on goal, the extra defensive reps, the extra goalkeeping reps, the extra studying hours, The long runs when no one's watching. The study hours when you're analyzing trades, you're analyzing stocks. All this extra work will pay off, I promise you.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It looked like you're not reaping the rewards of your hard work, but it's all part of the journey. I promise you, eventually, you'll understand why all the hard work you're putting in and the hours that no one's watching will pay off. It's always hard when you're in the middle of it and you're in the heart of the grind. But when you have an eagle view looking down, you understand that it's all a part of a longer plan. It's all a part of a plan you can't see. So keep putting it in. And I promise you, that work you're putting in will never go unnoticed. Not once. Keep going. It's going to pay off. 1%.
So this idea that, like, start by keeping these small commitments to yourself that you make.
It's about the consistency of the small steps.
Your brain learns patterns.
You show me your habits and I will tell you how successful you will be able to continue to be in the long run.
The habit is when you've done something so many times that your body now knows how to do it better than your conscious mind.
Like, it's changed the way I live my life. I cultivate so many little routines out of every day.
Small steps stick. Just a little bit of progression. And I'll make you feel good.
The first step has to be incredibly small. Do that. Make it so small that you can't say no to it. And then what's next? And then what's next?
Self-development, self-mastery is a verb. It's an action. And unless you take action towards becoming that highest level version of yourself, you will never, ever achieve it through the books. And I'm here to tell you, it's not going to take months. It's going to take years.
The best way to contend with problems, with issues, with adversity is action, is by taking action. The more you sit and the more you wait and the more time you spend with that adversity, with the upper hand inside your head, the worse it's going to get.
The most successful people live urgently. The most successful people are impatient. The most successful people have high expectations of themselves and of the people around them. The most successful people seem unrealistic and unreasonable in their expectations. And the most successful people are competitive. This is how it is. Society tells you that you shouldn't be in a hurry. Society tells you that, look, don't set your expectations too high because you'll be disappointed when you can't achieve those expectations. Society tells you that, you know, you should be more realistic, be more reasonable with your goals. See, to you, all those things that are actual traits of successful people, you've been conditioned to think that these are traits of people who are cutthroat and harsh. But they're not.
Kaizen stands for small improvements and how they have a big impact. Imagine a life where progress isn't measured in leaps and bounds, but in tiny, consistent steps. Kaizen encourages us to focus on small improvements every day. It's becoming 1%, just 1% better each day, rather than aiming for perfection right from the start. Remember, 1% compounded over the course of a year, 1.01 times 1.01, 365 times, equals a 37 multiple. You're 37 times better just improving 1% at anything over the course of 1 year. By setting small achievable goals and embracing small gains and celebrating those, we pave the way for lasting success and we train ourselves in becoming more productive.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? Are you getting better every single day? That's the question. And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in 1 week, in 1 year, right? It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
Champions are broken. People look at champions and try and find something that champion has that they don't have. And he's like, but it's not that at all. He's like, they lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
I always say this, the most driven individuals, they live a life for many years and certain times without balance. You can't be the best at something and try to balance everything else around your life. There is going to be times where things are going to be out of balance. It just is.
Driven human beings are going to always feel like they're behind. They're going to always feel like they're not doing good enough. They're going to always feel like they're not far enough. They're all going to always feel like you're losing. Look, winning, this is how it feels. 90% of the time, you're going to feel like you're getting your balls kicked in. All right? 8% of the time, you're going to be confused and you're frustrated. 2% of the time, you actually win. And those moments come and go, and then you're back in the 90%. And that's the reality of a winner's life.
There's a Japanese term, it's called Kaizen. It's about the pursuit of excellence in one specific place, one specific avenue, one specific discipline. The constant pursuit of excellence. The
Kaizen, a Japanese philosophy meaning continuous improvement.
Understand that before you start this challenge, this version of you right now is not going to exist no more.
You will be making a lifelong commitment to sacrifice your comfort for the pursuit of perfection. You will consistently choose to take the road less traveled and become an outlier in this game of life. Greatness awaits. Are you ready?
And here's the thing. We're never going to get it right. It's never going to be perfect.
Facts.
We're never going to walk on a straight line. We're still going to trip. We're still going to fall. But if we can continue to be better than we were the day before, the week before, then we're doing our job.
The purpose behind self-improvement is to find yourself and building on that in all aspects of your life, physically, mentally, spiritually, even emotionally. I'd like to think of this journey as an unfoldment, not accretion. And what I mean is, I don't like to think of life as a journey of just facing experiences and gaining nothing from them. Rather, every single experience that you face is revealing something in yourself, whether it be something you need to improve on, or it's showing you a glimpse of your potential that you can continue to work towards. Secrets, talents, deeper parts of yourself that you don't have access to yet. And that's what the unfolding is, revealing those parts of you as you continue to build on yourself day by day, week by week. Don't just experience to feel, experience to live. Unfold and embrace.
One of the most powerful ideas I've ever learned is an idea called the 1% rule from James Clear. It says, what if you could improve yourself by just 1% every day? So check out this chart that James uses to help illustrate this point. If you get better by 1% every day, after 1 year, you are actually 37.78% better. So one of the key things that I recommend people do whenever they come to me about some aspect of their life that they want to improve, I say, okay, look, you gotta set aside 20 minutes a day and mark that time. And in that 20 minutes, dedicate yourself to learning something related to personal growth. 20 minutes a day applied to personal growth is a 1% gain every single day. And these gains add up. Adopt a deliberate, clear focus on personal growth.
What would you say to people who want to better their lives? They're not happy with where they are right now.
Well, basically, every being has a destiny loaded and coded within them. We've heard the statement, people want their dreams to come true. Well, you have to come true to yourself to have your dream come true. Now, what I see, people suffer from what I call an intention deficit disorder.
Not attention.
Not attention. They don't have an intention. So they move through life simply reacting to circumstances and situations. But if one establishes an intention, then through universal law, that intention is matched. Opportunities open, possibilities happen. You see life differently. You're able to catch not only vision, but you're able to catch wisdom from your soul. Because so many people are listening to so many voices in their head. They're listening to so many external authorities. But within each being, there's a destiny trying to emerge.
Once upon a time, when I started my career, I sat down at the end of the year and my tax returns were $14,400. 12 years later, I sat down and did my tax returns, and my tax returns were $1,440,000. I'd increased my income by 100 times in 12 years. And I went back and I started to look at that, and I realized that I'd used a formula which I gradually articulated into what I call the 1000% formula. And it's very simple. It's based on the law of incremental improvement. Japanese call it the Kaizen principle, the principle of continuous betterment. It's getting a little bit better every day. So I asked the question, if you could increase your productivity, performance, and output by 0.1% per day, could you do that? Could you increase your productivity, performance, and output by 1/1000th in a day? And the answer is, of course. If you were the tiniest bit more efficient, or you worked a little bit harder on a more important task, you could become 0.1% better in a day.